want to call this meeting back to order. Sorry, we're a little late. We were running a little late, but we have reached item number 9, spring bear seasons and regulations. This is a decision. Dr. Donnie Martorello is our staff guide through this. Welcome.
Madam Chair, members of the Commission, my name is Donnie Martorello. I'm the Carnivore Section Manager for Department of Fish and Wildlife. Today I have WAC 232-28286, Spring Black Bear Seasons and Regulations. I'm going to quickly go over some of the season setting or what's in our game management plan for our objectives for black bears in the state. We reviewed this a month ago. The harvest rates for black bears that we apply to each of the black bear management units in the state and the overall harvest objective of 800 to 1,200 bears. Statewide, we harvest about 1,500 bears. We apply those management objectives to each of the 9 black bear management units. We dial in a little bit more now to spring bear hunts. Total and all the west side and east side spring bear hunts, average harvest has been increasing and is about less than 100 animals in the scope of the total harvest of 1,500 animals or so. One of the things we often hear is when we look at confirmed bear complaints, there's a lot of misinformation out there about in years that we see a spike in nuisance and bear activity that the bear population is expanding. It's one of the things we talked about a month ago as well, is that here you can see 2 years, 1998 and 2010, where it's really it's a food shortage that causes bear movements to expand quite a bit, gives a perception of a rapidly growing bear population. In general, I think the message here is that those kind of blips in the curve are not good indicators of bear population status. Moving on to where we have spring bear hunts, the areas that are highlighted here in the black are our GMUs that have spring bear hunts. In the Blue Mountains, we use spring bear hunts to reduce female take and to better distribute the harvest amongst all the GMUs. In northeastern Washington, we use spring bear hunts to reduce bear nuisance damage and nuisance activity and bear damage. Just a quick reminder, the commission made some changes there just about a year ago. In general, up in northeastern Washington, the harvest rates for spring bear hunts is in the upper teens. And in the last 3 to 4 years, the commission's been slowly increasing the number of permits in northeastern Washington. Since I met with you last month, the total east side harvest and the success for 2012, we didn't have that the last time we met, so I wanted to share that with you. I also wanted to share with you what that looks like in northeastern Washington. You actually made a change last year on this WAC where you increased the number of permits to what you see here in red, so that's going to be for the coming season. A year before that, you also made an increase, and the harvest success being in the upper teens, things are pretty consistent with this regression line, that as you increase the number of permits, the expected amount of bear harvest. So the 2012 was very close to what we expected. This coming spring bear harvest, we're expecting additional harvest as well based on your additions last year. Moving on now to the west side bear hunts. These are to reduce bear damage to industrial timberlands, to trees. Our recommendation is, if you turn to page 2 in your notebook, we're recommending extending the season 2 weeks in the North Skagit and Monroe units on the west side. And we're also recommending increasing the permit levels in the North Skagit from 20 to 30. Both of these changes have been made by emergency rule, and so you're making those permanent today. I also have one floor change, and that is in the hunt area description for the North Skagit, inserting Longview Timberlands right before the "and." And so we're inserting one other private industrial timberlands into that hunt area. That's my, those are our recommendations. If you have any questions, we'll answer them.
Thank you. Commissioner Perry?
Thank you, Madam Chair. On your spring bear hunts, particularly in northeast Washington and the Blue Mountains, does that have any relationship to calf survival, elk calf survival?
That's a great question. When you adopted this about a year ago, we talked about the rationale for the recommendation a year ago was for that increasing trend in nuisance activity. But as we stated at the time of that commission meeting, there may be an ancillary benefit to ungulate populations, to elk calf survival. This hunt occurs in the springtime, overlaps when calves are hitting the ground. And so we won't be able to determine whether there is a benefit there or measure it, but there may be an ancillary benefit by this increased bear harvest in northeastern Washington. And when I say benefit, I mean a reduction in predation on elk calves by black bears.
Because there are so few bears killed, it would be hard to measure any impact. If you killed a larger number of bears, do you think that there would be a higher elk calf survival?
We don't know at this point. That is a big topic right now, especially with wolves on the scene. From the neighboring states, it does seem to be intertwined and intermixed with other large carnivores on the landscape. So when you think about calf survival and fawn survival, really ought to be thinking about coyotes, bears, cougars, wolves as a complex, as a suite of species rather than just individually.
Thank you.
Commissioner Duvia.
Thanks, Madam Chair. Donnie, what's your thoughts on a quota system instead of a permit system for spring bear hunting?
It is something that we considered on the three-year package. We had a couple different options that we provided to the public and went through some variations on that, but in the end landed on the one that the public supported the most is the one that we've adopted. But that is possible. We can do that. That's if there's still an interest in that, I think, as we approach the next three-year package, that we could resurface that one again and keep asking hunters and the public how they'd like that to be shaped.
It appears that it might be where we could more zero in exactly what we wanted to be the harvest, and we would get more participation, which would be a plus for them as well.
No, I think you're right on. The trade-off that we had the last three-year package was, as we had options, it went to more of a quota system so that it wasn't limited. Hunter numbers weren't limited. It included dialing back on the fall season by calendar date. And so that was the trade-off that hunters were struggling to make.
Any other questions, comments? Okay. This is a decision. Ready for a motion? Commissioner Duvia.
Madam Chair, I move to amend WAC 232-28-286 as proposed.
I would second that.
And just to clarify, that is with floor amendments. Further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Motion carries. Thanks very much.
Thank you.